Bear Podcast, 496.
It involves showing more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon.
Literally. Village, they're full of cage.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted? He's closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that, I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, welcome to episode 496. And we are recording this on December 2nd on a Monday.
We're back on Mondays.
Yes. And before we go on, we would like to acknowledge that yesterday was World AIDS Day. And we would like to remember the great people we lost because of AIDS and those who we know right now who are suffering from HIV. So just remember that yesterday was World AIDS Day. Yeah. So just to remember people we lost. Okay, so it's been a Thanksgiving week for us last weekend. Yeah. And we actually had separate, you know, one of these days we should you know, celebrate somehow together on a Thanksgiving. But it's always, you know, you have your family, we have our family, so we get to do separate. But we do other stuff in the Christmas day, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, so last week we were at Gary and Andrew's. Thank you very much, Gary and Andrew, for hosting a very wonderful Thanksgiving. And of course, I made traditional Thanksgiving egg rolls.
Oh,
I was making egg rolls. It got wiped out after probably an hour. And
they
then
don't last long.
Yeah, huh?
They don't last long.
No, they won't. And then Mike made some pumpkin butterscotch pie and also a pear red wine rosemary pie. So he used to. I sliced up the pear for him, and then he put wine with rosemary. There's no rosemary in it, but you kind of ground the rosemary drained it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the wine has this sweet plus a little bit of rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
So on the pie. So it's really good. It's really good. And yeah, that's pretty much what we did. How about you, Ray? What have you been?
I'm just glad Thanksgiving's over.
Really?
Yes.
Why? It's been was it a nightmare?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it has ups and downs. I'm just glad it's over with. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those 4-day weekends and getting back to work today and trying to catch up and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just dealing with families and all that kind of stuff. It's always crazy at Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I remember those days when after the game, there's many of us going to one Thanksgiving. And then we would play touch football, the gays versus the lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who won?
The lesbians.
Lesbians. Yes, they won. I said 4 touchdowns. They had 4 touchdowns. And, you know, it was pathetic. The gays are losing against the lesbians because, you know, they're kind of hardcore about touch football.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have any tight end receivers, that's why.
That's right. We have wide receivers in our team. Oh my god. Anyway, so that's pretty much a Thanksgiving. Oh yeah, we watched Hunger Games. Did you watch Hunger Games yet?
Not yet.
You gotta see it. Yeah, have you read the books though?
No, I have not read the books.
Okay. That's what I'm doing right
now. Well, I wanted to go see it this weekend and I went to go watch the first movie. They've taken off on demand.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I figured they'd put the first one out there so people would watch it and say if they missed it, they'd pay for it on demand and then go watch the other movie. But like as soon as it got released the other week, they took it off.
Oh, if you have Prime?
Yeah.
You have Prime. It's free in Prime.
Is it? Because when I searched for it, it didn't come up.
Oh, not anymore? Yeah. It was last week. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think when it got released the other week, they took it off.
You only have it for a week. So what Mike and I did, we watched the first one. So kind of a review.
Yeah.
And then we watched the second one, the Catching Fire.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I think it's a good series. It's got a good twist. It's a trilogy, so I can't wait for... The third episode would be Mockingjay. A couple of years from now, maybe. Actually, that's the book that I'm going to read now. Oh, I have the I have it downloaded on my. I got the trilogy from Amazon, so it's a Kindle book. So I'm now gonna start reading it. And what's good about reading for me is I posted this on my Facebook that I finished the Sookie Stackhouse series. Did you finish it?
I've read everything but the last book, I think.
Oh, really? The very, very last one?
Yeah.
The 13th book.
I think so.
Yeah, it's called, what is it called? Dead Ever After? Yeah. There is a short book after that called After Dead, the 14th book, but it's a 20-minute book. It's really short. It's not even a story. It's like, I think it's a rundown. I've been hearing on Facebook and reading about it. People are so disappointed with it because they spent $9 or $10 for this. And it's just a list of what happened to them. So this is what happened to Jason. This is what happened to Andy Villaflor. This is what happened to Bill. This is what happened to... It's like a summary of what happened to each and every one of them after the 14th book. It's like a summary, like a paragraph here, a paragraph there. And
Suki married XYZ and had 10 babies and lived happily ever after.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you still haven't read the 13th book, so you'll find out.
I don't think so.
You're going to see what happened.
I got up and then I missed a year. And now the extra one's out and I missed when it came out. So.
Yeah, this last book, I thought it's going to be good, but I just didn't buy it yet. Like, because people are complaining about it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm good with that. I'm not gonna spend that money. I don't know. We'll see. If somebody gets it out on lending on Amazon, maybe there's a lending feature on Amazon. Maybe I would do that.
Yeah, that's usually books that nobody wants to read.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's pretty much it. The Sookie Stackhouse. I've read that, and now I'm on. Hunger Games. So you gotta watch it. You have to watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch.
You're gonna watch it this very soon. Okay. Before we go on to our topics, we actually have a question from a friend of ours in Dallas. His name is Tommy. Thank you, Tommy, for asking this question. He asked, "What podcasts do you listen to, Ray? What do you listen to lately?"
I don't listen to any podcasts.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I used to be able to listen to them at work. When I was sitting there working, I could like have my earphones on, and then they told us we couldn't do that anymore, so I don't have time to listen to them. I mean, doing this one and going home and doing work and TV shows and all that, I just don't have the time. When I get in the car, I don't want to listen to people talk. I want to hear music. And that's about it.
Okay. But that's pretty much what I do. I mean, I have a short commute, like 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, if it depends on the traffic. And it's hard for me to listen in between, and I can't listen at work because I have to concentrate. I cannot work while listening because I tend to listen to the words, especially if it's a podcast, and then concentrating on my work. I just couldn't. I can only do.
I used to listen to Slice of Sci-Fi all the time.
Yeah, Slice of Sci-Fi.
I used to look forward to that.
Me too. I used to listen to it a lot before, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't for years now. But what I have been listening to, because I want to be updated on tech, so that's why I'm listening to Tech News Today by the Twit Network. So who's in it? Tom Merritt, Sarah Lane, Isaac Tarr, and Jason Howell. So they are actually from the Buzz Out Loud team before, and then they moved to the Twit Network, so they have a Tech News Today. I met Tom Merritt at Comic-Con 2011.
Oh, cool.
So the first time, a very famous podcaster, got to meet him and talk to him. And I also met Sarah Lane, so I got to chat with him. I didn't get a picture with her, though. I did get a picture with Tom Merritt. He's really big in the tech podcasting, so I was happy to meet him. And then what else? I listen to that and Life Hacker. Life Hacker is a nice podcast because it kind of not only tech, but they also have how do you prepare a turkey the right way? How do you brine it? Or they have tips like
if you buy your turkey at Trader Joe's, it's already brined for you.
Oh, really? Is that an endorsement? Trader Joe's is not a sponsor of their podcast.
They're not a sponsor.
Yeah. And, you know, lots of tips and how long do you need to sleep to take a nap during the day? You know, they have these life hacker tips that it's good for your life, whatever. Also, the other one that I've been listening to, and I should say, there would be no Bear Podcast if it weren't for this show. It's called Distorted View. I started Bear Podcast because of Distorted View, and that was 8 years ago. So I'm not going to say much what Distorted View is. It's a very offensive show. It's kind of very gay. Sometimes very racist. Sometimes racist. Sometimes
see,
very
I'm not
racist.
The only one.
And but they get humor. He makes fun of everyone.
Yeah,
it's just like South Park. It could be race oriented. They hit all the races, or they get all the gays or the lesbians. They really attack everyone: Republicans, Democrats, everyone. And he just doesn't discriminate.
Equal opportunity hate.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why it's kind of funny. And that's pretty much the three podcasts that I've been listening to because I just don't have time anymore.
Yeah.
Aside from editing this show too. So that's it. That's pretty much it. Okay, so we called a couple of friends of ours, Wayne and Dave. So here we called up Wayne to tell us his list of podcasts. Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Nard.
We are Ray and I just called you to ask you about what podcasts have you been listening to or watching?
Of course, I listen to you.
Okay.
Not as frequently as I should be.
Okay.
And I also listen to mostly tech podcasts.
Okay.
Like This Week in Tech or MacBreak Weekly. And then I also listen to a couple of music podcasts like Tiesto and DJ Mac.
DJ
always,
Mac?
Well, he's always playing those in his car when he's riding around. He downloads them and listens to the music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DJ Johnny Mac.
Oh, Johnny Mac. I thought it was DJ Sean Mac.
No, Johnny Mac and Tiesto.
Johnny Mathis. You're going old school. Now it's Johnny Mathis up on the radio. What's that I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so we just called and wanted to see because one of our friends in Dallas wanted to ask what we've been up to, what we've been listening to. So what about you? Video? How about video? You don't watch video podcasts?
No, because I'm always in the car when I have the time to actually pay attention to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I don't bother with the video.
I see. Okay.
Which is unfortunate because a lot of times when you are talking about something, I need to see it.
Oh, that's right. Especially when Ray says something too. Yeah. Anyway, is Mark roaming around there? Let him. Can he show his belly or something? And I'll take a snapshot.
Mark, your presence is requested.
He denies your request.
He denies the request. Okay,
yes. Maynard, you have been denied.
Been denied.
you cannot see bare chest.
Oh, that's lame. Okay.
Wait, is he coming over?
Is he coming over? Is he?
Oh, I thought you'd see enough of that from that hidden camera you had in his bedroom.
It's hidden.
It's hidden. He doesn't know about it, too.
Instead of nanny cam, it's bear-a-cam.
Bear-a-cam.
Oh, you see, it's this bare ass sleeping all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's like at my house, all you hear is snoring.
It's a snore cam.
There's no excitement. It's just sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wayne, just a quick call. I don't want to keep you too much. We're going to call Dave soon. So
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
We couldn't have him here because he's got some kind of infectious disease or something. So.
He's contagion.
Yeah,
he's got
like Spanish influenza or Russian gay disease or something. I don't know.
Zero. He has some sort of European version of SARS.
Something like that.
SRAS, Sriracha. Okay, Wayne. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Wayne.
Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Wayne, for the. For the list of stuff that you listen to or watch. Okay, so next we call our friend Dave. He couldn't be with us today because...
He can't be here because he's infectious, and I told him to stay the hell away.
Okay.
I don't need none of his itchy scratchy that he brought back from Europe.
Okay.
Keep it at your own house.
No, he came from New Jersey.
Same thing.
Okay.
By the Mason-Dixon line, it's foreign country.
Okay, here's Dave.
Who?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Narn and Ray?
Hey. We just wanted to call. How are you doing? How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a little better.
Okay.
I still have a little bit of a cough, but I'm doing better.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's good.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. We're live.
Oh. Hello, podcast.
Hello,
listeners.
Hello, podcast. Okay, so here's the question from our friend from Dallas, Tommy. So he was asking,
hi, Tommy. I know Tommy.
Yeah. What have you been watching? What shows and podcasts have you been listening to and watching and stuff like that?
Is this just bear related, or you mean any
podcast? Oh, any podcast. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have to say far and away, my favorite podcast is, aside from yours,
what a kiss up.
It's called, Hollywood Babylon, and it's with, Kevin Smith, the director, and Ralph Garman, a comedian. And it is the funniest show I've ever heard. I've gotten more than a few strange looks from people on airplanes because I'm laughing so hard that I can't breathe. So I would highly suggest that one. That is really one of my favorites. As far as other non-bear podcasts, I would say I like the one that's it's What the Fuck with Mark Maron. That's pretty funny. He's tend to be drone on a little bit, but his interviews with people are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I usually fast forward through his stuff and then just get right to the interviews with people because he interviews a lot of really famous people, and they kind of bare their soul on his show, and it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that one a lot. There's one other non-bear podcast I listen to pretty often, and that's the one with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Oh, Adam Carolla is one of the big ones, too.
Adam Carolla has his own show,
yeah,
which is a couple times a week. And I used to listen to that, but I just couldn't keep up. And he just has so many of them,
mm-hmm,
that I couldn't keep up. So I kind of limited, brought it back down to just one that I watched from him, or listened to, I should say, their audio ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one with Dr. Drew also. And it's kind of like their old Loveline show. And it's neat to hear them two together again. And they do take calls about, sexual things and stuff like that people have. So
mm-hmm,
it's very similar to Loveline, but it's not as phone oriented because they talk a lot on the show. But I guess they always did.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as excuse me, can't cough at you guys. Sorry.
That's why we called you.
That's why we called you.
Right. Good idea.
You keep your European scars at your house.
European stars.
The bronchitis should be non-transmittable at this point, I hope.
I got the bronchitis.
You got that. You ain't got time for that. You got bronchitis.
You got no time for that. So that was funny. And you guys writing stuff on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I listen or watch that are bear related, I've always liked the 619 Bearcast, the guys in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty much wrapping up their show. I don't think they're going to be doing it much longer. They announced on their last show that they were going to take a hiatus and maybe just do a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wrapping up. They always seem to have what's so impressive about you guys is the longevity that you've had compared to some of the other ones. It usually lasts a couple of years and then people get busy and stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I like is the Movie Bears podcast.
Ah, yes.
A couple of friends of ours.
Brad and Jim.
Yeah, you guys. Mm-hmm. Yes, Brad and Jim and some of their friends. They've also branched out, I don't know if you know, but they do a Movie Bears TV podcast now too. And that also involves my friend Casey from DC. So, I actually caught them in touch with each other because Casey is such a movie aficionado. He actually is writing a book right now about the porn industry. And he's, if you want to know something about porn, he's the guy to talk to.
Ah.
And I'm talking straight porn and gay porn. He knows it all.
Mm.
But he also loves thrill movies and
future. Oh, yeah.
Aside from Ray, I know you have an expert already sitting next to you,
Mark.
That's
right. When it comes to porn, Ray knows a lot of things.
He does, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Movie Bears TV podcast, I'm not a TV guy, so I've only heard one or two episodes just because my friend Casey's on it, but I do try to catch at least the first half of the Movie Bears podcast, because they'll talk about stuff without spoiling it, and then they'll go into spoilers and kind of give you a heads up. So I try not to listen to ones that I've already seen. So.
Oh, okay.
Then, of course, there's your podcast. I've watched pretty much every episode since I started, you know, since I first found out about it about 3 years ago now.
Ever since I met you guys.
Yeah, pretty much since we met. I've seen, I think, every episode and probably been on it, 25, 30 of them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's my podcast, which is the Under Bears podcast.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm narcissistic that way.
So what's your podcast, Dave? You want to give it a plug?
The Under Bears podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on iTunes and Vimeo. Anyone can watch it. It's a video podcast as well.
Okay.
And I stole a few things from you guys, like the blooper reel at the end. I like doing that.
Oh, Lord.
But that's always fun. That's one of my favorite parts of your show, actually.
Okay.
But I do that also.
Okay. Well, okay. So, Well, thank you for the rundown of the stuff you've been watching and listening, Dave.
Sure. You should call Devin. Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I haven't.
He's a podcast guy.
Yeah, I should ask him too. Okay. So thanks, Dave.
All right.
Talk to you later. Get well soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks, Dave, thanks for the call.
Right? Sure.
Yeah, so it's good that we had a few more lists. I guess the one he endorsed was the Kevin Smith. The Kevin Smith ones are very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them before. Just that, like I said, I couldn't get to them myself.
Yeah.
So we should be calling Devin too, because he has got it. Devin listens to Savage Love by Dan Savage. He's a writer and he's done a lot of campaigns. Like,
I remember Dan Savage from back in the day.
Really? Was he a hottie for you?
He's on Real World.
He's in the Real World?
Remember, he was on the Real World. That's where he got his start at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It must be nice to be famous like that. Anyway, so Tommy, thank you for that question, and I hope we gave you some tips. So Tommy, email us. Let us know what do you listen to. So.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to our next. What is our next? Oh yeah, okay. Really quick about Paul Walker. He died this week.
Yes.
Right, he died this week. He is very famous because of Fast and the Furious. He was killed in a car crash, and supposedly he was riding on the passenger side with a famous rider. What's his name? Nobody remembers the other guy's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, he died because of hitting a pole, and it burst into flames in an office park. So this was in Santa Clarita, 30 miles north
of
Hollywood.
Go do some searches on the internet. There's some pretty interesting pictures out there of stars, like some of his stars from Fast and the Furious,
mm-hmm.
going to where, you know, he died and like just losing it.
Yeah,
and of course, there's tons of pictures and stuff. So.
And actually,
but it is sad. He's a very talented young man. He's also very cute. But
yeah, I was actually listening to the radio, and there were theories of what happened. Like, there's an engine trouble, things like that. There must have been some kind of engine trouble. That there are theories of what happened. But nevertheless, he's just really sad that we lost a very famous, very young actor. He's only 40 years old.
Yeah,
so
he's younger than me.
Yeah,
he's a child. Just a child.
It's just a child. Okay, Ray, what's the next one?
Another topic. Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I did not, because I was out and about.
What
did you watch?
Well, one of the performances was from Kinky Boots, which is based on the movie. It's a Broadway show now. It won all the Tonys. It won a bunch of Tonys last year.
Oh,
I think it won the Tony for Best Show. But, of course, homophobia reared its ugly head in response to the supposedly cheerful Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade on Thursday, as some Americans took to social media to criticize the performance of Kinky Boots, an award-winning Broadway musical about a shoe factory owner and a drag queen who worked together to turn the family business around. The way the performers responded to the controversy, however, was priceless. Despite the show's wholesome themes of cooperation, tolerance, and friendship, Twitter and Facebook quickly lit up with America's decrying the performance of the musical's flashy finale, Raise You Up, Just Be, an unwholesome and unfit for the holiday parade broadcast. Rather than be crowned by the controversy, however, the show's Tony-winning star, Billy Porter, and some his castmates marched over to Macy's the day after their performance in the parade and proceeded to do some Black Friday shopping. The kicker? Almost all the male actors were outfitted in their high-sky stiletto boots, and Porter was in full drag. You have to start a dialogue, nice. The musical's co-director Harvey Feinstein told Page Six while shopping with the show's actors, and you can't have a dialogue unless someone says something first. It takes actual work to open up people's minds. So, and Macy's opened up, offered a statement saying, that Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has always spotlighted the best of Broadway since the 60s, and this year is no exception, the rep said. As 2013's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Kinky Boots, is not only a hit Broadway, a hit with Broadway fans, but Black Friday shoppers. Please have them call us, and we'll set them up with our personal shoppers. So
you got to see this performance, actually?
Yeah, it's actually a very good performance. Boots. I mean, it's the, you know, I've seen the movie. I haven't seen the play.
I haven't seen it myself.
The movie is I think, is great. And I'm sure the Broadway musical is even better because it's live and it's more interaction and stuff. But they had all the whole cast out there dancing in stiletto boots. And, you know,
everybody. Even the guys.
All of them were in stiletto boots dancing. It was hilarious. And they were singing and dancing and they were knocking, you know, they were working it.
You know, that is something I just do not enjoy doing. Not that I do it a lot. I tried heels before. It's just really hard. And I can't believe, you know, guys just.
All it takes is practice.
Practice.
Uh-huh. So you just need to get you some stiletto heels and work it.
All I learned...
Do your housework around here when you come in. Just put them on and walk around the
house. You know, of all the things that I learned, even strippers would learn from. Remember Ed?
Yeah.
Our friend Ed, he owns a store, a couple of stores in New Orleans, where they sell adult novelties. And one of them, of course, would be boots and, you know, lingerie and stuff like that. So we've had Ed in the show before. But anyway, he's got these girls coming to him asking for tips how to dance in stilettos. So he had to give them tips. I mean, you know, a gay guy giving...
I paid a dollar to see that. Maybe even two.
A gay guy teaching strippers how to, you know, dance in stilettos.
But you know what? I think Ed can drop it like it's hot.
I bet he can.
Yes. Drop it like a star.
But I do remember him telling us that for you to dance, to actually walk around with it, you tiptoe. You do not rely on your heels at all. You just tiptoe, and it's hard. Just imagining just tiptoeing all the time.
Well, look at some of the damn shoes Gaga wears. Did you see her Muppet thing with those freaking...
Oh, the Muppet. Yeah, I saw that.
I was just like, oh, Lord. So anyway.
How good. But she danced well, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, so I guess that's the story that we have on Kinky Boots.
Yeah. So go see the show on Broadway if you can.
That's right.
Hopefully it'll be on tour soon. Now on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Yes.
This week's gay. This is so my story here.
This is so Ray.
Another sports figure comes out. British Olympic hot studly little diver Tom Daley has revealed he's in a relationship with another man in an emotional YouTube video. And you can see the links. Daley 19 says in the video, "Come spring this year, my life changed massively when I met someone and it made me feel so happy.
Aww.
So safe and everything just feels great. And that someone is a guy." Duh. Girl, we've known for a while. I know
you're in the swim Olympics. Team. You gotta be gay.
Swim team. You wore those cute little shorts. Oh my God. But then he adds, "It was always in the back of my head that something like that could happen. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until spring this year that something just clicked. My whole world just changed right there and then." Still, Daley stops short of using the term gay or bisexual. "Of course, I still fancy girls," he says. "But I mean, right now I'm dating a guy and I couldn't be happier. It makes me feel safe. Just really does feel right. So, congratulations.
Wow, he's the gay and he's a swimmer.
First British swim star to come out.
Okay. He's a British swim star.
Yeah, he's on the British team.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, do you think that a lot of swimmers are gay?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's something in general. I think it's just like who's like an old section of the population is gay. You know?
I guess it could be half-half, or it could be,
So.
Interesting. Because there might be, are there straight, have you known of any, I guess lots in the Olympics are straight swimmers too, right, I guess.
Yeah. I just know they give a lot of condoms out during the Olympics, that's all I'm saying.
They do, huh? Okay.
We get a story about it.
All right. Let's go with the Element magazine. Release a sexy photo campaign for World AIDS Day. So as we recognize, celebrate, and remember during this year's World AIDS Day, December 1st, Element magazine is attempting to enhance visibility surrounding HIV/AIDS awareness through this high visual photo campaign. Involving 9 Asian male models, that identify as both gay and straight, including popular fitness model Jason Chi. The photo campaign consists of portraits of hot, naked men with tapes bearing important messages, minimally covering their bodies.
Very minimally.
Mm-hmm. So this had been one of the most ambitious shoots we have done so far in the Element magazine, said Hiro Mizuhara, the creative mind behind the awareness campaign, in a statement emailed to the Huffington Post. We hope our readers can enjoy the images and assimilate the messages we wanted to bring across. I don't wonder what it is. Just really
tape. If you go look at the pictures and the link that we'll post, it's pretty hot.
So the photos will be printed on postcards or for sale to raise funds for AFA, Action for AIDS, in Singapore, and will also be published in the 5th issue of the magazine. Check out a sampling of the photos in the slideshow below. Yeah, we're going to put the information from our Element magazine. Okay, so
I saw that. It was gay Asians. I figured I had to put it in there for you, Maynard.
Oh, is that for me? Okay, yes. Gay Asians. Okay, is it like, I haven't seen the picture. I should really look at the picture. So if you look at the picture, is it like the No Hate campaign?
No. Not like that at all.
Not like that. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see it now. It's really just guys with tapes with the newspaper. I see. Okay.
So very strategically placed tape.
Yeah. Oh, this guy's kind of hot. Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, kind of a muscle cub. Muscle cubbish Asian. Yeah. He's got tape. He's got labels all over his body and tape all over his crotch. Look at that. Okay. Put links on the website for all you guys who likes chasers. Okay. So let's go on with the geek, Ray.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one.
Well, you take it then. Go for it.
Okay, geek. I like this idea. So I don't have to wait for UPS or FedEx. Delivery by drone. Amazon says a new era looms. Ooh. Yeah, Amazon is looking at drastically reducing its delivery times to 30 minutes or less as it plans a new service called Prime Air that it says could debut in a few years. Wow. In an interview on CBS 60 Minutes, CEO Jeff Bezos said the giant online retailer plans to use semi-autonomous drones to carry purchases to customers. So if you have Amazon Prime, they just deliver it to you via...
I guess so.
Via these...
I guess if the warehouse that's got it is close to you in the same, like, major cities, I guess I'll launch a drone coming to your house to drop it off.
Yeah. So that's got tech experts buzzing about whether the idea will fly. Bezos tells Charlie Rose the Amazon's octocopters could be airborne within 4 to 5 years using GPS coordinated to find customers. These are effectively drones. Bezos says, but there's no reason why they can't be used as delivery devices or delivery vehicles. The drones would depart from the retailer's fulfillment centers, the huge warehouse it has built near many large population centers in the U.S. and elsewhere. They can carry about 5 pounds. Bezos says a figure that covers around 85% of Amazon's products. Yeah, that's pretty much most of the, like the one that you heard the doorbell a while ago. Somebody dropped off something from Amazon. So the delivery drones will be particularly useful in densely populated urban areas. Bezos says, powered by electricity, their current range of operation is around 10 miles from the point of origin. Okay, so let's just say I ordered toilet papers. That's around 5 pounds, right?
Yes, but I think it's going to be size too.
Size too?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you
but like order, if you order a book or a hard disk.
A hard disk, okay.
Or maybe some software that comes in a box that you don't download anymore.
Yeah.
who would do that? I don't know. But just in case.
People still software. But okay.
But like, I mean, there's a plenty of stuff that comes across Amazon that's small, like picture frames, whatever stuff that they can pick up. And man, if they cut UPS out, imagine how much money that would save them.
I know. But it's 10-mile radius, fine. So is it like one-on-one? Okay, I'm going to deliver to you. I'm going to from the fulfillment center, I have this drone, fly this 5 pounds? Did it say five pounds? 5 pounds to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it off. How do you even drop it off?
Well, you need to watch the video. It just basically finds, I guess, it wherever they tell it, drop it off at your house. In the video, they drop it off in somebody's backyard.
Oh, God, really? They just drop it off in the backyard? What if it's the wrong backyard?
Don't know.
That could be possible.
That might be one of those things. But it might be one of those things that somebody really wants it fast. They can pay the extra fee to do the drone delivery instead of UPS overnight.
Ah.
So.
Would be nice if they have a drop-off area.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be cheaper? I was thinking.
No. Well, I think the whole thing is they put it in your backyard or at your front door or wherever you tell them, wherever it works out. I mean, this has got to clear FAA regulations and all that stuff. And when Senator was going off about drones can't be used this or can't be used that, and I was like, oh, my God. Leave it to a damn politician to get in and screw everything up and regulate the hell out of it. But so they got a while to go. I mean, you got to watch out for power lines, move around all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure, you know, where are they getting their coordinates from? Are they going to say, hey, you got to look on your GPS and tell me what the coordinates are to your house?
Mm-hmm. How about some assholes who have guns? Oh, I see a drone. It's got a shipment. Bang.
Yeah. So.
Right?
Right. So.
They would just get it, you know, from the air. Oh, somebody's getting an Amazon. Somebody ordered a box of chocolates, and you shoot down the
potential of this has to be much bigger. I mean, they can make bigger drones, and say like you got a research station somewhere that's way off, they can send a drone to deliver to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't have to worry about pilots landing and doing all this stuff if they're on the ice or if you're a remote location. Eventually, you know, say if I'm in the middle of the Sierras and you know, town's an hour drive away and I need to get something, I can order it in a drone.
See, that's the point. It was saying it's only 10-mile radius, though.
Well, now.
Now, for now, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they'll find ways to expand that exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because 10 miles in Houston ain't far.
No, not at all, no.
So.
That's a 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So.
Interesting. Would you be...
But you get somewhere like New York where it's very compact. And
how
trying
do you
to
do
get,
that?
And, well, I mean, they might have drop-off stations for apartment buildings. And,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Maybe... they have specific drop-off stations that you pick it up there. Not necessarily we're going to drop it off at your apartment, but we're just going to drop it off your building.
You know, it'd be quick.
Yeah. Would you pay extra for it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's anything I want that fast or need that fast. But some people got to have it right then and there. So
they did say 30 minutes upon ordering. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome, though, once mm-hmm. you fulfill it. And then... It will be in your backyard this afternoon.
Or will they do? Or can you do a return with the drone?
Yeah. What if you don't like it? This is not the book I ordered. Do you hand it back to the drone? Yeah. I don't know. That would be interesting.
Well, the video is cool. I mean, watch it. It's an interesting concept. It's like the Hypertube. We'll see if it happens.
Okay. So. All right. Let's go on with the bizarre. Right?
The bizarre. Man gets toilet roll holder stuck up his bottom and rings 999 for assistance.
It's got to be in Europe, right?
Somewhere, yeah. A man had to dial 999 after getting a toilet roll holder stuck up his bottom. Okay. He was unable to move and call from his mobile. Glad you took it to the bathroom. Yeah,
he had the most mobile phone in the... Okay, good.
Well, I usually have mine because I'm on Facebook.
He's on Facebook and tweeting about his poop.
He was freed from the toilet roller holder by firemen and needed on-the-spot medical treatment by paramedics. The unnamed man from Newport, South Wales, was given suitable advice by firemen to avoid getting into a similar situation again. South Wales Fire and Rescue Service has freed 864 people in 3 years. 26 were in sexy handcuffs. The fire brigade chief in Wales said, "We do have to deal with wacky things. Sometimes someone will tell you a story and you just think, I can't top that. To be honest, if I managed to get myself into one of these sort of scrapes, the last thing I would want would be a whole crew of firefighters coming to see me." The increase of the numerous of amorous couples getting stuck in handcuffs has been put down to the 50 Shades of Grey effect. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so he had his phone in the toilet. Do you think he was in the tub? There's not much deal about that. He's got to be in the tub.
I want to know what kind of toilet thing you have that gets stuck up your bum. I mean, here in the States, most of them are hung on the wall. So if you try to do anything with it, you're either going to rip it off the wall.
Or is one of those with the middle thing that looks like a roller pin?
Maybe he was trying to stick it up there, scrape a turd out or something. I don't know. Or maybe in Europe they have some stand thing that the toilet paper sits on. He sat down too fast the wrong way.
And it went. Oh, gross.
So.
Okay. He had his phone with him. He's probably tweeting about it, too. Like, we should see his Facebook page or a Twitter page. You know, just, yeah. I'm about to put this toilet roller in my butt. It got stuck. So, please call 999.
Anybody that's ever worked in an emergency room said you just won't believe the shit that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's removed from people's anuses.
Mm-hmm. There's some people who get stuck. Maybe it went in and then it went all the way in. Maybe what happened.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. That'll be.
He might have been constipated and trying to get something up in there to get it worked out. And it got sucked up in there because it's so dry.
That would suck. So. Anyway, okay. So I chose that story for you. Okay. So I guess that's it. That's our show. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Before we go, let's do some shout-outs. I'd like to thank Gary and Andrew for an amazing Thanksgiving last weekend, Thanksgiving dinner. And, of course, my hubby, Mike. We spent about 4 or 5 days together, so that'd be nice. That's nice.
Well, that's good.
I'll see him again, not this week, but probably the next.
Next week. Okay. So. Well, that's good.
And what's good, we're going to TBRU next year.
Oh, good.
So... A couple of friends of ours are going to TBRU also, so we all want to go to TBRU next year. Are you guys going to TBRU? Let us know. Okay, Ray, how about you?
Shout out to Miss Ann. I hope you had enjoyed your vacation here and spending Thanksgiving with the family. I was glad to have you here. Shout out to Robbie for putting up with all my holiday craziness, because, mm-hmm. you know, it does get crazy in the holidays, I get crazy during the holidays, let's put it that way. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's all I have. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brother. Hang in there.
Oh, yeah, the brother. Okay, so that's it. That's it. Also, thank you to Wayne and Dave for chiming in on the podcasts they've been listening to, so we could check it out. And thank you, Tommy, for the question. So that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call and leave us a voicemail. And we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo, also YouTube. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, Bear Radio Network, and the Roku Player. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
It's already on. Look at that.
Who's on?
Why aren't you naked? There's Ray.
Oh, there's Ray. Okay.
Dave Wright. Dave wrong. Who said right? Or so Dave Wright. Who said wrong? Package, man.
You think so?
It sounded like a UPS truck driving off.